Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from behind the airport right here in Abbeville, Alabama, and from Audio Boom. You know, I was just thinking, I just woke up, as you can tell by my voice, and I was laying here, and I was thinking back to before my life fell apart. You know, I used to be so dependable and so responsible. You know, I had kids, I had a job, I had a car payment and house payment and all these different bills, you know, that I was responsible for paying every month. And, you know, I look back and I'm thinking, wow, you know, how did I do all that on the little money that I was bringing home? You know, I could stretch a dollar 10 miles, not just a mile, but 10 miles. And, you know, after my life fell apart and, you know, I stayed in such a slum for so many years and I wasn't responsible for anything. You know, I didn't have my kids. I didn't have regular bills I had to pay. You know, I pretty much lived on the government to pay my, you know, everything that I needed, even down to putting food on my table. And now, since I've, you know, I'm starting to recover and coming back out into reality again and having a job and obligating myself to payments and stuff, I've recently bought a place, and so I've obligated myself to that, which I've not got moved in or anything yet. That's the reason why I hadn't really announced anything about it, because it needs a lot of work, but after a year it'll be mine, so it'll be worth it in the end. And it might take me a while to get in there, but I'll do it. But I've been so hesitant about going and getting a car and obligating myself to the responsibility of a car payment and insurance and stuff, because I have been so irresponsible and undependable, is that a word? Not dependable, for so long that I have this fear of obligating myself to being responsible again. Even though I want to be, I'm just afraid that I will fail. And I know that sounds crazy, because the only way to retrain myself into being that responsible person again is to pick back up that gauntlet, you know, and go for it. But I guess I've just been a failure for so long that I just have this fear of failing and letting myself down. I guess I've just let everybody else around me down for so long that I'm my worst critic, and I'm afraid of going and putting up money on a car and going to these tote-you-know kind of things, because I'm afraid I'll lose my car. Even though I'm working every week, I'm just afraid I'm going to obligate myself to making too many different payments, that I'm not going to be responsible enough to stretch my money out to be able to make those payments on time and fail. I didn't mean to get emotional on this blog, but man, I'm just having a major problem with it, you know. I'm just like, I keep hesitating about going to get a car as bad as I need one, because I've had my niece obligated into carrying me and coming and getting me back and forth to work for so long, even though she's not even working there anymore. And I keep saying, well, next week I'll go, next week I'll go, next week I'll go get me a car. And I guess I just realized how frightened I am of failing myself, you know, and letting everybody say, I told you so, I knew you wouldn't make it, you know, Because everybody has been so used to me not being that dependable person that I used to be that it's automatic. Well, I knew she wouldn't, you know. I knew she wouldn't do this, right? I knew she wouldn't keep that job or, you know, I've just been, I guess, a big pussy. I don't know. It's just something I'm having to work on gradually, I guess. I don't know how to get past this fear that I have of making obligations and being able to live up to it. I guess after 10 years of failing everybody and just automatically everybody assuming that I'm not going to do what I say I'm going to do, I guess I've got kind of in a rut of just being the person that they wanted me to be, that failure, you know? I guess I just need y'all's prayers. I know I can do this. I mean, I proved a lot to myself over the last 5 months that I can succeed and that I can be a good person and that I can be the person I used to be, you know, the person that I liked and that held her head up high and that everybody was proud of, you know, my parents, my dad especially, because he wasn't proud of me for such a long time. He was embarrassed to let people know I was his daughter. That's what he said anyway. I just want to be that daughter that I know he would be proud of again. Maybe I'm setting my own expectations too high to begin with, you know? But I don't know. I just need prayer. I'll talk to y'all later. See ya.